if our leaders will sit down and talk and discuss and agree to get along, at the same time they can realize that there are differences in party positions. But if you look at legislation as a whole, generally there are crossovers. Crossovers from one party to another party to bring about legislation. And it's going to be necessary, particularly in regards to a constitutional amendment to balance the budget, that there be crossovers. And we have had votes in which that has occurred in the Senate, but did not occur in the House on one occasion, and then later it was vice versa. We had 69 votes, two beyond the necessary two-thirds vote in regards to a balanced budget amendment several years ago. And then later the House adopted it by more than its two-thirds, and it came to the Senate, and you lacked two or three votes relative to that measure. So I think that there is a big need for a softening of partisanship, and there is a big need of trying to work together.
Let me just say one more thing, and that is, we were on the Derek McGinty show earlier this afternoon, and a lady called in from Philadelphia named Lois. And Lois was, to use the expression, mad as hell. She was concerned about people in Congress making too much money, having elevated tensions, thinking only of themselves, being selfish, being incompetent, wasting the public's money, running the country into the ground. And she said, I think you ought to get rid of all of them. Well, as Norm mentioned, two-thirds of the House has changed since the Berlin Wall came down. And it just came to mind, Lois is not an isolated incident. There are probably millions of Loises around the country, people who are mad at the Congress and think that people in these two bodies are here for their own personal aggrandizement. They're ne'er-do-wells who are, you know, making more money than they ever would, and they're thinking only of themselves. Now, that is so far from the truth, as and people who know these bodies know that that's true. I mean, it's not that you don't have an occasional scoundrel and a few more ne'er-do-wells, but by and large, the people who labor in these bodies are the most honest, the most dedicated, the people who have the greatest view of the public interest that I've ever been associated with in both parties. Most of the people who come here are like that. Not trying to brag on Howell and me, because you can exclude me from that if you like, but it happens to be true. Now, that poisoning of the well, where such a large percentage of the public is poisoned, they're poisoned on the Congress, and I bet if we had asked Lois, she would also be poisoned on other institutions as well. There is sort of a anti-institution feeling across America, which makes it difficult for our great institutions to work. There's got to be confidence, at least, you know, a skeptical confidence in the Congress, in the Supreme Court, in the churches, in our country. Always be skeptical. Always have an active press that's looking at it. But somehow along the way, we've got to rebuild that confidence and take away at least the edge of anger. I forget what the phrase is you used so aptly, Norman, that where healthy skepticism leads to what did you call
it? Corrosive cynicism.
There's
a fine line, and we've crossed the line.
We have crossed that line, and it is very corrosive for the country and for our institutions.